Let's buzz through real quickly for just a moment and give me some bullet points on what you recommend people to do.
Okay. Well,
first and foremost, stay with your doctor, right?
Yes, stay with your doctor. And, we're going to skip to the end, but that's fine. I suggest they get the book, Hypothyroidism Type 2. And they use that as their starting as their as the most important book they can buy, because thyroid is essential for people with cancer, and not just missing it. You can't miss being prescribed properly. You have to get the proper prescription, and it has to get your body temperature up to normal.
Do you believe that everyone who has cancer has a thyroid issue?
I would say that I have never seen a case that did not have low thyroid function when it's appraised according to the Barnes protocol. So that's number one. The second thing is detoxification. I recommend for everyone to get 10 colonics from a licensed colonic hygienist. And then the second thing I recommend that everyone does is to get a juicer.
Okay.
And just start juicing organic vegetables and fruits.
Or you can buy it too, right?
Yeah, you can. You organic. Can. You have to buy. You have to buy it in its raw state, which Aduella used to be all raw, but then they had some problems. So it's that you have to have them in their raw state, and they have to be grown not just organic, but they have to be grown on soil that's laced with rock dust.
Why?
It makes a huge difference. Well, because that's where the only place you can get these colloidal metals.
Really? Okay.
These colloidal metals. Anything you cook will destroy
wipes
the colloid state, but if the metals aren't in the food to begin with, then you're in trouble. Now, I've done exhaustive studies on the mineral content of both conventionally grown foods and organic foods, and there's not a lot of difference. There is some difference, but not a lot of difference. But when you add rock dust to the soil, which is a flowery-like, almost dust form of minerals, then you get a whole different fruit. I go into this example. It's a really great story. I'll tell it real quickly. When I was not feeling so well myself many years ago in the 70s, I traveled to Finhorn. And Finhorn had magical gardens that grew flowers year-round, even in the middle of a snowstorm, without any problems. Well, I was out during the three-week tour that they do, and I was out actually harvesting some of the foods that they grew on their property with the special techniques they used. And I was around tomatoes, and I grabbed one, and I was really hungry, and I ate it, and I swear I had a religious experience. I had no idea. I was like, what just happened? It was like something turned on in both my nervous system but also my mouth that I had never experienced life to be like.
So how do you know, though, that you're buying foods that were grown on that kind of rock dust?
It's better if you grow them yourself.
Not everybody can do that, John.
Well, you know, I bet you that if people needed to, they could find a way. It doesn't take but a few weeks during the warm time of year to do it, or you could go down and join CSA, the Community Sustained Agricultural, and ask them to put rock dust on their soil, which they normally do. And for $25 a month, they give you all the fruits and vegetables you need. So CSA is nationwide. And just ask them to use rock dust while they're doing their organic techniques, and you've got a ready supply. But there's other ways you do with sprouts that you do at home and that type of thing. But that's key. That's the magic. That's the magic of Finhorn. Well, to contrast the difference between that tomato and another, I then loaded my tomatoes up onto the truck for it to be delivered to their kitchens. And on the way I turned out of the truck, I grabbed another tomato that I thought was from the property. And I ate it, and I couldn't taste it. And I made this really weird expression on my face, like, what the heck is this? And the driver who was walking out helping to bring things on board saw my face, and he goes, yeah, it's really amazing the difference, isn't it? Because he had seen it so many times before. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, you ate one of our tomatoes, and now you're eating that tomato, which I just picked up an hour down the road from an organic farm, and you know the difference now, don't you? And I went, boy, this just changed my life. I'm going to figure out what this is all about. And remember, my mom had just had this a cancer experience, so I said, this is it. Somehow this is the magic of how people stay well. Well, that whole thing has to do with rock dust, and by the way, this not only does this control this mechanism of healing within our body at these near quantum speeds, but as your promotion for this event implied, it also has a great deal to do with how weather patterns and life all across the oceans and the land masses maintain themselves in proper order. When the minerals exhaust, there will be extreme changes in weather, but not for global warming, other than that being the motor to a deep freeze. And so this is an issue we can get to maybe some other time when we have time to get into that. But the point is that our bodies, you know, from dust to dust, we're made from clay, we go back to clay, but that not just dust and not just clay, but minerals in a special form that do not dissolve in water. They suspend themselves
in water.
And
that apparently is critical.
And that structures the water, and that makes all the communication happen and everything else go into high gain. That's
what,
right.
Now, what about the sodium bicarbonate? Do we need to get that into our system?
All right. So in a nutshell, if we stop making hydrochloric acid to digest our foods, we're not making bicarb. And bicarb pulls the blocking agent that prevents the minerals from going back into the cells to make the high-gain state. So baking soda is at the top of this entire chain of events, and on top of that, it kills Candida albicans on contact. And we now know that cancer and fungus are very closely associated. It's nearly impossible to not culture Candida albicans out of tumors. It's nearly impossible to discern the difference between a cancer cell and a fungus.
All right, but do you ingest it? What do you do? How do you do it?
Well, this is where we can get into trouble, because if people start taking baking soda in improper ways, they can do themselves a great deal of harm.
Absolutely. So, I mean, you can't just drink it, right?
You know, there are methods that you can do under supervision with doctors who are trained, and unfortunately there's hardly any, right, because of this political issue with Tullio Simoncini not being able to really
right.
teach other doctors how to do it. There will be available literature in my books, and down the road my goal is to teach other physicians and have Tullio teach other physicians how to properly use baking soda to deal with, you know, as a major tool to defeat cancer.